Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most financial advisors will tell you that they often get requests from their clients to try to time the markets. That is, to try to pick the best times to get in and out of stocks and bonds throughout the year. Our next guest says that for that strategy, 2016 was a particularly difficult year. Thomas Dowling is a chartered financial analyst and certified financial planner with Aegis Capital. He joins us now by phone from his office in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Tom, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Nice to be back.
So let's go ahead and start off with a recap of the performance of the market indices last year.
Oh, certainly a good year. The S&P 500, which is the top 500 stocks listed on the market by market cap, was up about 9.5%. The Dow Jones, which is smaller, comprises of 30 stocks, that was up about 13.4%. The NASDAQ, which has a lot of technology stocks, was 7.5%. And the Russell 2000, which are the 2,000 smallest companies, was up about 19.5%. So it was certainly a good year.
Good year for stocks, but how about bonds?
Yeah, bonds, it was a difficult year, especially at the end with interest rates going up. That doesn't usually bode well for bond prices.
With bonds being the only negative for the year, what was the difficulty in timing the market? Why was 2016 so difficult?
As I mentioned before, the S&P 500 was up 9.54%. And according to BTN Research, if you missed the three best percentage gains days, then your return would have been about 3.2%. So just by missing 3 days, your return of the market would have been a third of what the market did. The other thing is most people forgot, but the beginning of the year was one of the worst starts in stock market history. The S&P 500 was down about 11% in January and the beginning of February. And at that time, the media was saying, when the market's down like that in the beginning of the year, it means it's going to be a bad year for stocks. Well, guess what? It then bounced and was up about 3% by June. Then Brexit hit. And again, the media was saying that this was terrible and the market was going to go down substantially. They were right, but for about a week. So the S&P was down about 5%. The following week after that, it was up 5%. Then in November, we all know what happened. The election occurred. And if you remember, analysts were predicting at least a 10% fall in the market if Trump won. And again, they were right, partly, but only for about 12 hours. But it rebounded, and in less than 60 days, the S&P 500 was up over 5%. So ultimately, the market closed up 9.54%. But those are dramatic moves and are very hard to predict. You know, the other thing, too, this volatility, it goes from year to year as well. The worst performing sector in 2015 was energy. It was down over 21%. Guess what the best performing sector in 2016 was? Energy. That was up over 28%. The second best performing sector in 2015 was healthcare. Guess what the worst performing sector in 2016 was? Healthcare.
Okay, so going back to the volatility of 2016, it sounds like a lot of that was a result of confounding the pundits, I guess you could say, and that maybe the best strategy is, if you do want to time the market, is just go with the opposite of what you hear.
The best strategy, and the one that has worked over time, which is how you want to look at it, is to stay invested and diversified. It's like what Warren Buffett says. We don't have to be smarter than everybody else. We have to be more disciplined than everyone else. The asset classes will rotate. You can do the opposite, but it'll be very difficult to consistently time those correctly. And there was a study done by a company called Dalbar, which stated that the average mutual fund investor who does it herself has dramatically underperformed the market. Most of that was because of buying and selling at the wrong time. Actually, going back to what you said before, when investors come to me and they say, well, I think there's going to be a correction, let's wait. And that's possible, there might be, but I always use the quote from Peter Lynch. And he said, far more money has been lost by investors preparing for or anticipating corrections than has been lost in corrections themselves. And we see that because a lot of people were selling before the election, just in case Trump won. I guess the conclusion of all this is, this doesn't mean you can't beat the market over the long run if you find undervalued companies or sectors. But it is very difficult to pick the short-term rotations of the market year by year and within the year.
Well, Tom, great information. Thanks so much for sharing it with us today.
Well, thanks again for having me.
Tom Dowling is a chartered financial analyst and certified financial planner with Aegis Capital, and he joined us by phone from his office in Hilton Head, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.